This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. This Thanksgiving, we should all be mindful of the work of the many doctors, nurses, and other public servants who respond to the country's disasters. Dr. Greg Gilbert was part of a Charlottesville bus company's trip to the Gulf Coast for Katrina relief. The Starlight Express arrived in Pearlington, Mississippi about a week and a half after the powerful hurricane hit. The bus was equipped with supplies, food, and volunteers like Dr. Gilbert. He says that even though the storm was long over, its effects were still being felt.
People were still wandering around, some kind of homeless and aimlessly, looking for a place to stay, looking for food, looking for even clothing. Some still had homes, but were definitely shell-shocked.
Gilbert says relief groups from all over the country flocked to the Gulf Coast, drawn out of a need to help.
I had no interest in my personal safety at that time. I would have stayed up for 4 days in a row if I needed to. I would have probably endangered my life to help somebody. And I didn't know if I had that in me before, because I'd never been in that situation before.
The damage was unprecedented, and unlike anything Gilbert had ever seen. An entire mile of shoreline was flattened.
And the devastation is overwhelming. To see a mile of land from the beach inward completely wiped out, completely flattened, so that there were no standing buildings at all. The houses that were still standing a few miles inland had markings on them that we learned is a code, orange paint sprayed on the side of the house, indicating that they were inspected, and then telling us if there were dead bodies or living people found within. That was shocking.
Gilbert says he had to keep his emotions inside in order to do his job, to assist those who had been suffering for a couple of weeks. He says this was a common reaction among his coworkers.
We just stuffed our emotions, our feelings, and tried not to deal with them too much, being afraid that if we let them well up in us, that they'd be overwhelming and would make it difficult for us to do anything constructive.
When Gilbert came home, he turned to writing to help him deal with what he had seen. He says the story you're about to hear helped him reconnect with his feelings.
We had been in Long Beach, Mississippi now for 4 days, and were getting ready to go home. We'd seen about 200 people each day in the clinics at this small Episcopal school, mostly refilling prescriptions because their doctors hadn't returned after Katrina, or treating anxiety, otherwise known as post-traumatic stress disorder. The buses were warming up. We were returning to Charlottesville, Virginia. I wanted to give a few goodbye hugs to the nurses, so I approached the trailer. I noticed a lady giving the nurse a few dollars, wrapped tightly in her hand. She was wearing clothes she'd picked up the day before at the school, clothes donated by churches and towns from around the country. "Debbie, what was that about? Remember yesterday when you saw her? You gave her a prescription for hypertension medicine, and then you gave her money to buy it with?"
Yeah, I do.
"Well, she was bringing us back the change." It had been a long 4 days in Mississippi. I had seen a lot of destruction of homes, of lives, heard many stories of loss. I wandered back into the school, and when I began to tell Father Paul and my wife Kathy this story, I burst into tears. I'd held on to my emotions for so long. Finally, something, in this case, the human heart, had shown me how to open it. I found writing to be helpful, hence this story and other stories that I've been just jotting down, just to kind of unload my mind. The people from the coastal area of Mississippi were really salt of the earth, hardworking, honest people. This story shows you the honesty of these people. She brought back the change from a $100 bill that we gave her to be sure that other people would have money to pay for their medicines. And, you know, isn't that the human heart at its finest?
The Starlight Express Gulf Coast Initiative is far from over. Dr. Gilbert describes what one local group is doing to help.
I wanted to say that we are now building shelters in Pearlington, a town near Long Beach. And the shelters are being built by a group called Building Goodness, and they can be reached on their website at buildinggoodness.org. And that group is sending down carpenters and electricians to build these shelters for these people who have lost their homes so that they're able to at least stay in some permanent structure until a house can be built after probably 6 months or a year. And so there's a team down there now. There'll be a team leaving Friday morning after Thanksgiving Day to start the next crew of building. And we're constantly in fundraising. And incidentally, there's a gala at Fry Springs on December 3rd in the evening to, again, help raise money to build these shelters, which cost about $1,500 a piece. And, of course, the time that people are giving is donated. Each shelter is 12 by 20 with electricity, two windows and a door and a lock. And it's hoped that people will put in their own insulation and paint them. And they'll be placed on the land where the people have had a house that's now been destroyed. And the government has come through and bulldozed their house so that they can start to build a new one.
This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Check the website at www.seavillepodcast.com for links to Building Goodness. CPN is a Wordcast production. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening. Thank you.